We love this day, the competition that takes place amongst the guys. We have great fun doing it. We also know our performance follows our focus, and we're a locked-in group, and we're looking forward to getting started today. So Denver is a very good ball-hawking team. They're plus three from a turnover margin as a team. We recognize that, and we know that's going to be a real factor in this ball game. So we're continuing to battle for it and go for it on defense in terms of creating fumbles and getting interceptions, and having the opportunity to score in the last couple games have been big for us. So with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the week.
Coach, the excessive contact penalty, how that affect the team and your offseason plans, and how did that come about?
Well, we certainly love the competitive environment that we all have here, but we're going to do everything we can led to make sure we follow all league and CBA rules to make sure we're totally following the policies that are set forth.
And about, you know, just moving on from that, we didn't see, you know, like tackling or, you know, outside the line football contact. Did they specify exactly what?
I think just in general, more contact than they would have liked to have seen. So it's a great topic. It's certainly one that I'll visit with them through the offseason. And not just with our own players, but with the league, too. I want to make sure, you know, I'm teaching the guidelines exactly as the league set forth. So we love the competitive environment that we do promote, and we have been safe with the guys. But if there was a violation there, then we own up to that and want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
How do you keep this from being a distraction because of the timing of it coming up?
Not a distraction on our end. We recognize it happens, and we know we'll deal with that, you know, come in the spring. But as far as, you know, the focus for the game and where we're at right now, no distraction for us.
Where are you at with the punt game? We, Bosher's injury, and you got the Tennessee kid in.
Yes, Filardi, yep. And Bosch was able to, you know, do some more today. He was able to participate in the walkthrough, so the arrow for him is certainly going up, and we'll get him a full dose of everything, the kicking and the punting, with a big load for him tomorrow.
Did he injure the hamstring in the game?
He did, yeah, where it got tight and sore. So we're trying to be cautious with him to make sure he's such a strong guy. And he's an important one for us because he's in special teams world, he's a two-way player. And so he's an important guy for us. So we're going to make sure he gets all the rest and recovery and treatment he needs, and then we'll get started with him again tomorrow.
I know you talked a lot about the linebackers yesterday. Can you say how AJ was able to assimilate in his first
game? Yeah, I would. We were very pleased on his first day. It totally came across, you know, the coverages and principles that we wanted to play. He certainly knows how to play three deep, and we do it a little unique. But he did a good job on the first day. Again, same thing. We saw him out today. So first day passed, and then take it through again today. Not going to be an extensive package for him. I want to make sure the things that he does know, he can really fly and you know, kind of let his football playing ability take over as opposed to too many checks and too many calls.
Does Raheem have any insights on Tlaib for Julio? I know he brought him into the league. He's grown since then.
But yeah, he certainly has. He knows him very well. But really, Tlaib has his own identity. It's very clear to see on the tape. He's a terrific man-to-man player. And those are some of the things that jump out to us when we watch tape on him. So we'll see if that matchup takes place, where they, you know, try to utilize him. Really, you know, they've got three very good corners led in terms of how they use Harris, how they use Tlaib, how they use Roby. So it's a good group of them. We've got a pretty good group, too, outside at receiver. So we're looking forward to the matchup just like they are.
Coach, will Deion practice today?
He did the walkthrough now, Led, and was able to participate some. But he – oh, I'm sorry, Led. My mistake. He participated in the walkthrough. But as far as the practice goes, we're going to start him off in a rehab run today. So unlikely that he'll get a lot. But he was able to do some today, which is nice.
Originally, you thought it was a calf, and I guess now it's an ankle. Is that more of a concern? Less?
Not more of a concern, but, yeah, the pain that he's felt initially was higher, and then through the course of the night and through the week where it kind of moved around a little on him. So we're just trying to work through that and give him as much treatment and strength as he can. Really, when you're dealing with a lower leg injury, it's the strength. Let me get the strength right, and then I can feel good and go. And until that strength is just like you like it, then you're not at your best. So that's what we're trying to fight to get it back.
And what do you expect with his practice tomorrow? What do you expect?
I don't know yet. I want to see where he goes today and how the running goes with him today. And then we'll kind of see where, you know, engage where he's at. But we'll take it day by day. That's really the best thing to do when you're first dealing with, you know, the injury and getting it going.
The wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends, how have they done a good job of helping Matt with fewer drop passes?
Yeah, well, that would be, you know, I don't know what the number is offhand, but what I can tell you about the receivers, the tight ends, the running back, it's the work that they do together sometimes, even without the coaches. And they're the guys that are inside the white lines, and we give them all the guidelines and coach them like crazy. But then you'll oftentimes see them get together. Hey, let's go through this route again. Let's go through this again. That was the case today. When you see that as a coach, it lights you up because you know how hard they're working to get their game exactly like they want it. And we talk about that quite a bit, as whether it's coming in early, staying late, that player-to-player communication has to be on point. I think as an entire group, the tight ends, the running backs, the receivers, the QBs, they like the time that they spend together getting their game right.
Just going over the game tape, you saw Gabriel make the just did you know he can jump that high for a little guy?
Yeah, usually if you're that fast, you got some ability to jump. I did not know he could climb the ladder like he did. Makes you think of the track guys. Usually the sprinters are the good long jumpers, and he proved me wrong that not only is he a good long jumper, he can get up and go climb for it too. He is a much tougher guy, you know, based on the size. You just sometimes think, well, small guy, like he is a dog competitor and loves ball. We play him out at Gunner. We play him in the vice. We know he can cover a kick. Like, he's a ball player, and size, he doesn't really realize he's that small. So he plays the game exactly like he loves to see it.
Yeah, what's been the key or keys to Matt involving so many different people in the passing game?
Probably the reps of all these guys together. They have a real connection, and we like to use different packages to get everybody involved. And right now, I'd say we probably roll more players than we normally have. Different tight ends play. We've got receivers that we really count on. So I think as a group, the tight ends, the running backs, and the receivers, whoever we roll in there, we have a lot of confidence in those guys. So I think you don't have to say, well, this player has to be in for this play, and this player has to be in for this play. I think that's a big factor in that.
Dan, how have you seen Kyle and Matt's cohesion come along as this offense is rolling as it is? And Matt even said yesterday, he knows that he's hard-headed, he knows Kyle's hard-headed, but
yeah, sure.
They still get along.
Yeah, it's a good question, and one that, like all relationships, you take the time and you spend it together. And I think through the offseason, that's where a lot of the chemistry that's, between two people over months and months of working through, I like this one I'm not as comfortable with on both sides. And then it keeps growing stronger and keeps growing stronger. And the OTAs and the training camp and in-season work, you keep building to that. And like most relationships, communication's at the forefront of it. And it certainly is with us and with everyone else too. So that's a big part of it.
If I could ask one more about the offseason.
Sure.
Did your experience in Seattle help you set a plan for your off-season program here? I'm asking because they've had some problems with, off-season.
Yeah, certainly, was part of the program with Pete there, but our own program here and how we want to run things. So we just love the competitive environment that we, just stress. But we want to make sure, no matter what, that we're following the league policies and the CBA guidelines that are set forth. So I am glad that you guys were a part of that. That does make it more unique where you got to see so much of what we do. But we're going to do our best to follow exactly the letter of the law and what the league and the CBA guidelines are for the guys.
When were you guys first notified that they were looking
at just recently.
Just recently?
Yep.
They review the tapes that go to the league?
Yeah, all the teams. Okay. And so apparently that's how it takes a long time, I'm sure, to go through that process.